Happy Sabbath, everyone. It was nice to get back to Cincinnati this week. We were out of town most of the week, and we were down in Florida, and it was much cooler when we got off the plane here. The message today that I put together started a couple weeks back. Our household got hit with a stomach bug that lasted days, per person, let me tell you. It was the first one who got it, I think it lasted 4 or 5 days, and then it passed to the next one, and it was another 4 or 5 days. And I know this doesn't sound like the most inspiring of scenarios, but stick with me, because one of the boys said something during this that struck a chord with me. Liam, our oldest, was the first one to catch the bug, and on the first day of him getting sick, he spent a lot of the day in the bathroom. So once I got home, I was trying to listen to make sure I heard him, but during one of these episodes, he said 3 little words that hit me right in the heart. So I heard footsteps go running, and so I hurried up after and ran to the bathroom. And he said to me, "I'm sorry, Dad." So it got me a little bit off guard. You know, you never expect to hear him say that when you're helping them. And sometimes when kids apologize, you never know it's something that they did just recently or 2 weeks ago. So you're not sure what to expect that's coming next. So I thought for a second, I go, okay, maybe this is something serious. So I asked him, I said, "What do you have to be sorry for?" And he slowly looked up at me, and he opened his big brown eyes, those puppy dog ones that just melt your heart. And he said, "I ruined date night." So that's when it hit me that I need to work harder at having a childlike heart. So you see, Lizzie and I had plans to go out that night on a date. And as parents know, that's a valuable time, getting out of the house for a couple hours. It's always a good feeling to spend some quality time together. It's something that helps draw you closer and strengthen you, but also time to just relax and breathe easy. I was remembering an old commercial that used to play. It would have gone something like this. Movie tickets, $20. Popcorn and a drink, $7. Dessert after the movie, $5. Night out with your wife without the kids, priceless. We all know how it feels. It is really a priceless time, and it means a lot to us as our relationships grow. But all joking aside, Liam was completely miserable. He had no energy. He was completely drained from just being sick all day. But he was still concerned about us and what he thought he was taking away from us. He was focusing on our date instead of him actually being sick. We're instructed by Christ in Matthew 18 to become as little children. So if you would, please turn there. I'll read verses 3 and 4. That's Matthew chapter 18, verses 3 and 4. And leading up to this, in verse 1, there's a major contrast as we're turning there. I'll give a little bit of the background. The disciples were going to Christ and were asking who was going to be the greatest in heaven. So we see this great comparison between they were worried about being the greatest, and then in verse 2, Christ calls over a little child and puts him in the center of them. And this is what he says. We'll pick it up in verse 3, Matthew 18, verse 3. "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." So here we see children have characteristics that we need to be part of the kingdom. Some of those are meekness, they're submissive, they're obedient, they're trusting, joyful, and the list could go on and on of things that we can take away from them. And there's only two that I want to touch on today just for time's sake. I would like to focus on caring and humility. Humility is specifically pointed out in these verses, and I would like to add caring as well. So the first one, what is it to actually care? So I looked this up, and there was a couple definitions that struck. It is to be concerned about something. And then the second definition right after that was to feel affection or love for someone. So that hits really close to what we all need every single day, is love for somebody else. Caring fully embraces the two most important commandments that Christ gave in Matthew 22, just a couple chapters after this, which is love God and love your neighbor. Everything else is wrapped up into these two. Having the love for God first and the love for your neighbor. Liam was so sorry that we had to cancel our plans that he was placing his care and all of the care that we were giving him below his own. The childlike heart is exactly who God is and who he expects us to be every day. He is the ultimate father and cares for every single one of his children, all of us. All of us in here and everyone in the world, that's what he wants of us. He's caring for all of us. So how do we care like a little child? What can we do? So first, I think there's a thing of observance. We must be observant to see who is needing help, who we can actually care for, and we also need to be flexible and open. If we're not willing to reach out sometimes, I think there's an opportunity that's sometimes missed. So first we need to recognize it, and then we also need to be willing to help. It takes an outward focus to recognize the needs of others, and then we have to take action. We have to actually do something about it. So we can apply this to close friends. We can do it for family members. We can even do it for strangers. I know oftentimes we receive prayer requests that aren't actually for anybody in our congregation or that we personally know. It's usually coming through a family member or a close person from our church that knows them. And we still take the time out of our day to pray for them because we know it's hurting somebody that we care about, and we never like to see that. If it is somebody we know, there's a lot of things that we can do to try to help them. Sometimes they just need a phone call, reaching out over the phone and taking the time to just have a conversation with them. That's all they need, a little extra support. Sometimes taking our time and actually stopping and visiting with them, they'd like somebody to sit there with them. Occasionally they just need some work done. Either their health isn't allowing them to be able to actually get out and do the physical labor, or they just don't have time because they're devoting their time somewhere else that it takes away from what they need to do around their house. They just need a hand, and we can put forth our time and effort to do that. And then also, as well, the number one thing, sometimes they just need prayers. They need us to go before God and petition him for help and guidance and strength. So we can see there's many different opportunities for us to help others, the people we actually know and care for, and then others that we don't know firsthand. Occasionally, we will have to make sacrifices in order to be able to help people. Lizzie and I, we lost out on our date night. Luckily, that's something that can be easily rescheduled. We just have to find somebody who's willing to watch our crazy kids. So, anybody willing? So now for the humility part. Word Central defines this as low in rank or status. Generally, no one can actually force us to be humble. Occasionally, there's a scenario where somebody is humbled, but that's usually temporary, and that's just a quick spur-of-the-moment type of thing. That's not anything that's lasting. We must be willing to lower ourselves and actually think about what we're doing, placing ourselves at a lower status. Liam knew what his rank was in our family. He knew that we were above him, and he was sorry that he interfered in what we were going to do that night. Do we always remember where we are in our family status on the totem pole? We're not equal to God. We need to recognize that, but we are equal to each other. We are all his children, and we're all on a level ground in his eyes, which is why we need to humble ourselves to each other. We need to strive to be humble. That way we can lower ourselves and look for those that need help. This will lead us to love and care for our brothers and sisters more closely. I found a quote from C.S. Lewis that I think wraps up humility nicely. True humility is not thinking less of yourself, it is thinking of yourself less. So just because we humble ourselves and we place our care and concerns below someone else's does not mean we're less or inferior in any way. It just means that we're taking the time to put them and elevating them and helping them. We're very lucky here in Cincinnati. We have a great blessing. We're surrounded by a multitude of children. I know a lot of congregations out there lack in the younger generation, but here we can all see they're thriving, not just from our family. So keep your eyes and ears open for these and other godly characteristics that they portray. Get to know them and strive to have their childlike heart.